Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mapping the Culinary World on Culinary Convo. I'm here with good buddy of the pod, Joel. How's it going, Joel?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. You ready to go to the Dominican? The Dominican Republic. Yeah.
Yeah, if you just say the Dominican, then I'm like, oh, what fantasy sci-fi world are we talking about? I'm ready to go to the Dominican Republic.
Isn't that the name of that Star Wars TV show on Disney?
I wouldn't know. I don't have Disney Plus.
So. I don't have it either. I used to have it, and I...
But for a small subscription on Patreon, audience members can buy it for me.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what we need. More supporters. Remember, anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support. You can always give us some support.
Getting it in right at the front.
Yeah, that way we know when we're going to see, you know, the Dominican or the Mandalorian.
I can get caught up on the Mandalorian. Yeah.
So, yeah, Dominican Republic. What do you know?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. I barely know where it is.
I know Desus and Miro. Miro, I believe. Wait. Or is it Desus? I can't remember which one is which.
Diaz?
No, it's Desus and Miro. It's on Showtime. I want to say it is Miro. Miro's from Dominican Republic. And so he talks about DR stuff quite a bit. But otherwise, Dominican Republic-wise, I just know a lot of baseball players that come from the DR.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't have a Showtime subscription either, so if audience members want to keep that in mind as well.
Right. Remember, anchor.fm/culinarycombo1/support. You can give us some insight, a.k.a. money, so that we can learn more about these processes. That's the extent of my knowledge of the Dominican Republic. I got an image here of the island itself. Of course, it's split. I believe with Haiti is the other side of the country. You've got here in the Dominican Republic, it is a country located on the island of Hispaniola in the Greater Antilles Archipelago of the Caribbean region. It occupies the eastern 5/8 of the island, which it shares with Haiti, making Hispaniola one of only two Caribbean islands, along with Saint Martin, that is shared by two sovereign states. They just share it. They're like, this island's your island. This side is my island. From that side of your island, this is my island. So, yeah, I mean, that's how they share it up, you know. Their currency is the Dominican peso, or the DOP, the DOP.
I think I actually have one of those coins.
Really? What does it look like?
It's small and it's like
a coin
penny. Yeah. It's small and circular, and there's two sides, and there's like some etchings on the front and some etchings on the back. And
there's like a number on it somewhere. I can't remember one, but there's a number.
I think it's like their version of a penny, though.
Okay.
And I think I got it when I like had this job at a grocery store a decade ago.
We won't say the name of it. We're not going to give away free advertising. So
it's not there anymore, anyways.
Oh right, you told me that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's see, done. Bye bye. You know. Hey.
Rest in peace.
Goodbye.
Or in pieces.
We don't know if it's demolished or not.
No, some other chain bought it out. So.
Totally, yeah. The population on the DR is 10,694,000. That's a lot to cram people in. That's 86th in terms of countries and population. Their land area is 18,792 square miles or 48,671 square kilometers. So, I don't know how to count that out totally, but that's more millions of people compared to thousands of square miles. You know?
Maybe.
Yeah. Their official language is Spanish, And the capital city and largest city is Santo Domingo. So, yeah. The interesting quote for the Dominican Republic from proverbicals.com. Weird website name. It's like proverbicals. That's weird.
I like that. Yeah. Give me a link. Hit me, a link. I want that.
Yeah. It's front, and it just says proverbicals.com/Dominican. These are little phrases that they say, kind of like little idioms.
Okay.
So it says.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! This is going to be a good one. So a good surgeon must have a hawk's eye, a lion's heart, and a woman's hand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A hawk's eye, a lion's heart, and a woman's hand. So you have to be delicate.
Good eyesight, the bravery to do it, and, gentle hand.
Yeah, gentle hand. The way of this world is to praise dead saints and persecute living ones.
Love that.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Until the nail is hit, it doesn't believe in the hammer.
That is a good one. Tell that to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Or all you folks out there not getting any of your vaccines. Yeah. Until the nail is hit, nobody believes in the hammer. Yeah. Oh, man. And then the last one here. If fate throws a knife at you, there are two ways of catching it, by the blade or by the handle. Yeah. Okay, so it's going to go smoothly or it's going to cut you. You're going to be hospitalized, possibly die. Not good. Right? There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world. Why is it when I saw the throw the knife at you, I thought of Salman Rushdie and what's going on with him?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
My mind was boggled.
Right.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What forever for? And then I remembered.
Right.
And I was like, Fatwa. That was like a whole thing.
Yeah, it was a big deal. But yeah, the influences on Dominican Republic cuisine, Dominican cuisine is predominantly Spanish, Taino, and African. The typical cuisine is quite similar to what can be found in other Latin American countries. The comfort food dishes, this first one up, the image that I have, it may not do it justice. I'm not sure. And so looking at the first one here, for the Dominican Republic, you got yaroa. Yeah, it's a traditional dish originating from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. This casserole is prepared in many versions throughout the country, but it's most often made with mashed sweet plantains, beef, pork, chicken, cheese, fries, and condiments such as mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard. This layered dish is usually bought from food truck vendors, and it's often enjoyed as a street food snack after midnight. Yaroa is beloved by clubgoers, and it's traditionally served in a styrofoam to-go box. Yeah.
So I love casseroles.
Casseroles.
I'm not kidding. Casseroles are like their superior form of food because you can just make so much of it. It doesn't take any energy.
Yeah.
And you just put it away. You've got food for the week.
I know. Yeah. Well, to me, this doesn't fit into casserole, but it could. You know what I mean? Like, because the whole,
one that said casserole.
Well, it says it in the description. Yeah, it says casserole is prepared in many versions.
Yeah.
But I'm French fries, man. I love fries and cheese. That's a great blend already.
Yeah.
And so,
add a meat.
Yeah, and you're done. I you've sold me already. You had me at cheese. Like, I'm there. I'm kind of like the Ratatouille rat, you know? You had me at cheese. Like, that's so romantic in a way. You had me at cheese.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Seen it. It doesn't never matter. It's a rat. Rats like cheese.
I get that. But like. Are you doing like a Godfather improv on it?
No, I'm trying. I don't know what type of improv I'm doing on it.
You had me at cheese.
Yeah. No. Oh, it's like Jerry Maguire. Remember, you had me at hello.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. But instead, it's like you had me at cheese.
way that voice.
I don't know. It's just like a desperate.
On the day of my daughter's wedding, you had me at cheese.
On the day of my daughter's wedding, you had me at cheese. And you're gonna give me a favor, but get me a Euroa. And then I want it with the ketchup and the mustard.
And a styrofoam to go.
If you give me a plate, I'll throw it at you. I want the styrofoam. I need the styrofoam.
That'll be container. The last plate you ever throw.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, well, we'll get it. And then you're like, Euroa is beloved by club goers. Yeah, yeah, Euroa is beloved by club goers.
Also, when you said that, like, I imagine like a dance club, and right? People are just like wigging out on the middle of the dance floor, and they're just eating this casserole
on styrofoam containers,
tripping on E, and just tucking in to this Euroa.
They're like, oh, I love cheese. And then there's one guy in the crowd that's like, you had me at cheese. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, the next one here, the chimichurri burger. Oh, plane going down.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, you hear it?
I can. I can hear it.
Yeah. But anyways. They're
like, cut that.
They're like, Euroa. And then it's just like, chimichurri burger.
We're going down.
Yeah. But the chimichurris is a Dominican hamburger characterized by the addition of numerous spices to the meat patty, such as oregano, garlic, pastry, but it's parsley and red pepper. It is usually not prepared at home, but bought from street food vendors. Like most burgers, chimichurris or churis is served in a bun and topped with a variety of ingredients such as mayonnaise, cha-ching, shredded cabbage, cha-ching, tomatoes, cha-ching, and onions. Yeah, it is said that the real Dominican chimichurri will always be served with a glass of cold, frosty beer on the side. Yes.
Is it free, the beer?
I you know, because depending on the price. Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, always just charge for the beer and then always have the beer there. Because if you're making a sentence that starts with, it is said, I feel like it's a proverb. Like, it should have been on that list from Proverbical. Right. Proverbical.
Yeah, from the proverbical.
Yeah, like, you get a Dominican chimichurri, you get beer in a frosty glass.
Yeah. A woman is like a chimichurri. It's better with beer. It's like,
and
what?
She's ice cold.
Yeah, and she's ice cold.
Cold.
Yep, and she'll enjoy a Euroa with you, but not on the day of her son's wedding.
This sounds like pretty good, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just like chimichurri.
Long-time viewers of the pod will know that I am a fan of street foods.
Yeah,
and this is definitely like, you know. It grew up on the streets. Like, that's where it was brought into the culture, I'm guessing. Just
right.
Yeah, it's...
It's a feral burger. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's a feral burger.
It's a wild feral burger.
Feral burger with the most feral cat that they could find. That's...
Yeah, yeah. I bet, all the feral cats go to the chimichurri's, like, little carts, and everybody's just like, these dang cats! They're always trying to eat my burgers.
No, I was saying that they get incorporated into the burger.
Oh,
it's free
meat. Joel, we don't do that here. We don't put kitty cats in the burger.
You're just being sentimental because you own cats. I don't own cats, and so I realize that that's protein.
I mean, it's same with dogs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we hit the apocalypse...
I'm a monster. I'm sorry.
I'm a monster. Yeah, is mangu or mangu. Mangu is a popular side dish from the Dominican Republic, and it is also one of the best known representatives of Dominican cuisine. The meal consists of five elements. Boiled and mashed green plantains, check. Eggs, check. Fried cheese... Super check. Fried Dominican salami. Check. An onion sauteed in vinegar. That's a check. The dish is popularly nicknamed as Los Tres Golpes, which is three hits. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Lit three hits. That's what it says right there. Referring
three hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else in circles that I travel with.
referring to the cheese, salami, and eggs that always accompany mangu, even though this meal can be eaten at any time of the day, it is most commonly served for breakfast. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good for breakfast. I'd have that some breakfast. After my chimichurri's night, you know. Yeah, yeah, and my yaroa, you know, club night.
I feel like if you had that all together, like, as meals back-to-back, you wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom. Like,
you think so?
Again.
That much cheese?
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese. That's cheese and protein with bread mixed. That's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheese. It is a lot of cheese. And it just makes you wonder, like, is it a particular type of cheese? They say fried cheese. I mean, we talking mozzarella? We talking cheddar? Like, what type of cheese are we talking
about? Yeah, what kind of cheese? Goat cheese?
Cotija? Yeah, goat's cheese. Yum. Yeah, yeah. The next one here, carne guisada. Yeah, carne guisada is a simple traditional beef stew flavored with cumin, jalapenos, and chili powder. It is popular throughout Latin America, especially in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. The dish is usually simmered over low heat for about 2 hours until the meat becomes tender. It is recommended to serve it on flour tortillas. Yes. Although it can be paired with rice or potatoes. See, I got a feeling they do rice or potatoes quite a bit. Not because it's like, it's blah, blah, but it just would be easier than, you know, making homemade tortillas every time.
Yeah. I would love that on a tortilla, though. That'd be good.
Oh, man. That'd be good.
It just, especially this picture. It just, that looks delicious.
I'd put me some crema on that.
Sour cream?
A little sour cream crema. Put that on there. A little bit of chipotle powder. Get it in there.
And, okay, boom power.
Munch on it.
Chipotle power, man.
Chipotle power, man.
Chipotle power.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got them chipotle power, man?
Chipotle power, man?
Yeah, you got chipotle power, man? And then the next one here, which the picture makes it look way too good. Yeah, pica pollo or pollo frito. Pica pollo refers to Dominican-style fried chicken that is often eaten with a side dish of fried plantains and paired with a refreshing beverage on the side. This one is Coca-Cola, it looks like. Usually beer or Coke. Yeah. The freshness of the chicken comes from lemon juice in which it is marinated, while the coating mostly consists only of flour or rarely cornmeal. Yeah. Yeah. Looks pretty good.
I'm noticing that, like, chicken. Plantains are included in a lot of this. And obviously, I mean, Banana Republic.
Right.
But, you know, also it shares it with the African origins of all this stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Well, in the plantains especially, like, you know, mofongo. I know that's, like, a big one that, you got tons of things with that. It's, plantains are a big deal. It's one of those things where, like, I know, especially for, what is it, smashed plantains, where they're fried. Yeah. They're like potato chips, basically. It's
really good.
Very good. Yeah. And then the desserts. Oh, boy. You first one here, you got susperitos. Yeah. Susperitos or meringue kisses. Thanks, Dominican Republic, for making me jealous. Because actual Hershey kisses are not that big. These look bigger than a regular Hershey kiss.
Like, look like the size of my palm.
Right. Yeah. Susperitos is one of the simplest Dominican desserts made with a combination of egg whites, lime juice, and powdered sugar. The name of this dessert can be translated as meringue kisses. When prepared, susperitos are consumed immediately, and they are regularly served at birthdays and baby showers. Apart from the basic version, there are also varieties prepared with chocolate, coffee, and vanilla. The coffee ones. Ooh. I would love me some coffee once.
I want the vanilla, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Or the chocolate.
Looks so good.
Chocolate would
be good. Yeah, I'll take the chocolate, but I think the vanilla one, just like, because it's a meringue, like vanilla and meringue, it's just light and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Yeah. And all of those, by the way, all the recipes are from TasteAtlas.com. The next one here is from DominicanCooking.com. Still in the desserts category. We are in the bizcocho. Dominicano, that is Dominican cake. Now we're talking. Before I started writing this, if you'd asked me what I thought would be the most popular Dominican dessert on our blog, because that's what DominicanCooking.com is, this would have been one of my top two choices. If you've never tried Dominican cake, I'm going to tell you why it's so special. It's very light and airy. It basically melts in your mouth. It's usually filled with pineapple jam, check mark, which gives it a bit of a tartness that works very well with this cake. The Italian meringue topping is so airy and fluffy that it doesn't compete with the cake itself.
Yum.
Yes. See, and I like the sprinkles. That's what the image has anyways. It has sprinkles on top. Anything with sprinkles, I'm probably sold already.
Why?
You know? I don't know. Something childlike about it. There's something
nostalgic.
Right. Somebody could put sprinkles on liver and onions, and I'd be like, see, it's got to be better. I would try to rationalize. Yeah. You know, somebody's like, I hate corn dogs. I'm like, have you tried it with sprinkles?
Liver and onions is already good by itself. Don't ruin it with the sprinkles.
Liver and onions is average at best. And then you add sprinkles.
And then you add sprinkles. Whole and it's a party. World.
Yeah, it's a party. This is birthday birthday liver and onions. Oh, man. Just imagine somebody coming out with candles sticking out of liver and onions.
Disgusting.
With sprinkles all over it. And they're like,
no, only the healthiest for my boy.
Yeah.
Can't have any sugar. That would ruin you.
Yeah. Oh, no. She put sprinkles on it. No. They've ruined our liver and onions. Not my birthday liver and onions.
Birthday liver and onions. If there's somebody that has birthday liver and onions, I feel for you. I feel for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of like therapy that's needed if that's occurring. Yeah. You know,
and also maybe child services,
right? Something, you know,
that's awful.
Yeah, maybe it's an accident. They just didn't realize that your birthday, you know, was that day.
They didn't remember,
right?
The birthday of their child.
Yeah, you know, it happens to the best of us. We just, you know, we're like, man, today was just like any other day. The kid's just staring at you. Really? Is it, Father? Yeah. Like an ordinary day. You know?
That's almost happened to me this year. this is the year that I was like, it's my birthday.
I have revolved around the sun another time.
How awful. Let's go on.
I don't know why, but every time lately, I'd say the last like 4 years or so, when I wake up on my birthday, Daft Punk enters my brain and it just goes, one more time. That's it. That's it. And none of the not the celebrate part, that one more time. I'm like, oh.
I would have figured if any Daft Punk would be around the world, around the world.
Yeah, no, it's the one more time. And they don't, and like I said, I don't hear the rest that's like, celebrate. Like, no, there's nothing.
One more time.
just one more time. Like, oh, all right then. No more of that.
Birthday time.
Yeah. The next one here, we've got the Dominican arepa, cornmeal and coconut cake. Another non-surprise, arepa is a very popular dessert in our country. It contains simple, easy-to-find ingredients and has a unique combination of flavors and consistency. This is a dish with a complicated name. Arepa is used throughout Latin America for other very different corn-based dishes. While here it is a dessert, although there's a savory version too, in some parts of the country, the name arepa is used for yet another non-corn-based dish, and this one is called torta, which is also a generic Spanish name for cake, separated by common language indeed.
Yum.
Yeah. So from what it looks like, this little cornmeal cake, are those raisins or are they nuts, like almonds or walnuts or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't tell. And the description mainly talked about how the word was complicated. And it's, what is that, five letters? Yeah.
I don't know who wrote that, but
it was the people who did DominicanCooking.com. Man.
Yeah, but, I don't know what that's on. It looks like it could be like raisins or craisins or something like that. But
yeah. Cherry?
I'm just not
something?
Sure.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd eat it. That's not saying much.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, I'll put it in my mouth, I guess. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it or not. I'd try it.
Yeah. If my life depended on it, I guess I'd eat it. I don't know.
I would eat the whole thing if my life depended on it. Would I enjoy it? I don't know.
Yeah. The next one here is habichuelas con dulce, which is sweet cream of beans.
Okay.
Yep.
You threw me a curveball there.
Yep.
Sweet cream and beans don't seem like two things that should be the same thing.
No.
They're usually separate.
Let's see what the Dominican Republic thinks of habichuelas con dulce. I expected to find this one atop the list. Oh, you did. This is why I do not gamble. Huh. Yeah. But hey, number two is also good. Habichuelas con dulce is truly a Dominican invention. Uh-huh. While investigating its origins, Aunt Ilana discovered other similar dishes, but none were close enough to be recognized as the ancestor of this dish. This is a Dominican dessert traditionally served during the Lenten season and prepared in large quantities to share with family and neighbors. He didn't describe it all.
Tell me what it is, though. Sweet cream of beans?
Yeah, sweet cream of beans, man.
The picture makes it look good.
Right.
I'll say that. I don't know if it is, though.
I know. Yeah. Taking a look here, habichuelas con dulce tastes like... this is from Google, by the way, Wikipedia. Okay. It's made with red beans. So that's very, like, Japanese, Korean, you know, red beans are sweet. Cinnamon, nutmeg, coconut milk, evaporated milk, raisins, sugar, and salt. The beans are boiled with cinnamon sticks and sweet cloves and then blended to the consistency of soup.
Okay.
Yeah. So it could be pretty good.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that is from the Wikipedia of habichuelas con dulce. Because
thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah, yeah. And Goya.com, they're like, hey, buy a pound of red kidney beans so you can make this. And I'm like, no, Goya, you stop it.
Yeah. You got to make it in bulk. Share with family and neighbors. So.
Yeah, family, neighbors, get your habichuelas con dulce. And then everybody shows up and they're like, what is this?
What's this? It's goopy. Why is it goopy?
Well, is this a dessert soup?
Thicker than I thought it would be.
Is this like a bad batch of hot cocoa? That's what some people might think, especially when the raisins float to the top instead of marshmallows.
Yeah, what are those?
What are those? Oh, man.
Maybe this is more like solid beans that are in it or something. I don't know.
The next one here, we got paletas de coco, or coconut popsicles. Like, yes, give me some of that. Oh, surprise, surprise, many tens of thousands of shares on social media. This is nearly twice as popular as habichuelas con dulce. I don't know why. While paleta de coco is a simple dessert steeped in childhood memories and with all we imagine in a favorite tropical dessert, there is something else about this humble treat, let's call it the zeitgeist, that has made it the most shared dessert in our blog and one of the top most shared recipes in all of our recipe collection. This is something I would not have bet on. After all, there are some very unique desserts in our cuisine. My guess is that it's just very popular amongst our non-Dominican readers, and I'm fine with that. Thanks, DominicanCooking.com, for describing that. Thank you so much for telling us your bets once again.
They kind of... they're just like, I mean, good thing you got pictures.
Yeah. From what it looks like, I mean, it's coconut milk. Yeah, it's necessary on this one. I mean, it's coconut milk. I wonder if it has shredded coconut in it. I'm not sure. I
hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for you, yeah. I mean, you guys, like I said, I'm an adult, so not textures, a fan. Don't care.
No, I just don't even really like the flavor of it.
Really? That's a coconut? Thing, yeah. Of the I keep like hitting my stand with my arm because I keep moving it. But anyway.
He's getting so aggravated at me.
Yeah, because I'm getting so angry. And Joel, I'm like, Joel.
Oh, gosh, I'll hit you if you don't tell me why you don't like coconut.
Tell me now why coconut is not your favorite. And if you give me the wrong answer, I'll hit Mike again.
The flavor is just kind of weird to me.
I will give you that. It is. It truly is. Because it's like, it's creamy, milky, yet it has a citrus quality.
Yeah. And I don't like milk. Like the flavor of milk is not something I enjoy. And so that mixed with like the citrus undertones, it tastes weird to me. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, I am it, a you know, living child, like I'm right. a baby. I'll fully admit
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, we did talk about how you're a child. So it's fine. It will be fine. I'm sure.
I'm in my early 20s.
So. Man, we're
just lying on the pod.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who cares about factual information anymore? So for drinks, we're at the drinks. Yes. Tast. This is gonna be one of the worst episodes we've ever made.
Tasteatlas.com. We'll just take over for you, Devin.
Thanks.
Loving this so hard.
Yeah, I'm just dropping every ball you can have. Just
okay. Now, what's that first one?
Morir Soñando. Morir Soñando is a popular mixed drink with origins in the Dominican Republic. It is traditionally prepared with a combination of orange juice, cane sugar, milk, and crushed ice. So that could be really good, but it could be kind of weird. Milk and sugar should first be mixed so that the sugar dissolves, and then the combination is refrigerated and orange juice is later added to the glass along with ice. Despite the simplicity of the ingredients, one should be careful to mix them all without curdling the milk. Some people recommend mixing the orange juice with the sugar first, so when the ice melts, the drink will not be too watery. The name of this drink means die dreaming. What?
What?
That's what it says. It says the name of this drink means die dreaming.
I get it, but I mean, it supposedly makes people sleepy, but like, why die dreaming? Why that?
Because this is all just a ploy for Freddy Krueger.
if you drink a drink that's going to make you sleepy, but you add alcohol to it, then like, you die dreaming. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Lay on the bed first. Got that dreaming here. Anyways, over time, the drink evolved, so there are variations with added vanilla, oatmeal, lemon juice, or alcohol. Yeah. Then you have Chocolat de Mani. So Chocolat de Mani is a hot drink popular in Dominican Republic whose name translates to peanut cocoa. That'd be pretty good. It's made with unsalted toasted peanuts, milk, sugar, cinnamon, cloves, and ground nutmeg. In order to make chocolate de mani, blend toasted peanuts, milk, and add sugar to taste. Pour the mixture into a pot, add cinnamon sticks and cloves, then boil the combination for 10 minutes. After that, take the cinnamon and cloves out and serve. See, I was expecting chocolate.
Yeah.
Where's the chocolate? What do you mean?
So weird. I would try it, but also like, I love the name of this though. Mama Juana. Mama Juana.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Mama Juana. Yeah. So Mama Juana is dubbed as the national drink of the Dominican Republic. Mama Juana is a herbaceous, full-bodied, and spiced alcoholic drink made with rum. It was initially invented as a medicinal tea that was often lauded as a libido booster. The beverage has ancient origins, and it was probably created by the native Taino people. Original versions were later laced with alcohol to create modern interpretations of the drink. Despite numerous variations, the base is usually made with rum, red wine, and honey. Count me in.
Okay.
Hey. Well, the additions include a variety of botanicals and tree bark. Ooh. Often okay. Herb blends are sold separately and are then macerated in alcohol. Okay. The French Dame Jean, a type of glass container known as a demijohn or carboy, is what it's served in. Yeah. Yeah. And then drink. Yeah. I was going to say, that sounds pretty good. Last drink here is a Jugo de Avena. Jugo de Avena is an oat-based drink originating from South America. Its name can be translated as oat juice. The drink is made with oats that have been left to soak in water overnight. Milk, sugar, spices, and in some cases, carrot juice, ginger, and orange peels. The latter being the most popular variety in the Dominican Republic. The oats are blended with the water they've been soaking in, then strained and added to the pot, to which milk, spices, and sugar are added. Once the mixture has come to a boil, then, you do things with it. The oats are blended in the water they've been soaking in, then strained and added to the pot. Once it's been, done, the sugar will dissolve, the pot is taken off the stove and left to cool. Jugo de Avena is often served in tall pitchers and poured over ice. And the reason why I went back and forth on that is I read the word oats like three times across this one line, and eyes and my brain like short-circuited oats. There. Yeah. I don't know if all you heard it. You did. I know you did. But that was a strange like brain conundrum. I couldn't figure it out.
This is the most solid episode.
Right. This is probably the best work we've done.
Just in rename it that.
Decades.
Just call it the most solid episode.
the most knowledgeable solid episode of Mapping the Culinary World. Oh man.
Okay, we're getting through it.
I know. But looking at it here, I've got the Dominican flag. This is the last note of interest. The Dominican flag can mean two different things. And this is from sunrisevilla.com. There are 20 interesting facts about the Dominican Republic. The national flag of the Dominican Republic is the only flag in the world to incorporate an image of the Bible.
Ew.
Yeah. It's kind of...
Change the
fat. What?
Don't do that.
Yeah. The Dominican flag is also the name of the national dish, which consists of rice and beans and some sort of meat, such as chicken or steak, also called la bandera. The ingredients evoke the colors red, white, and blue. Where's blue?
Where's blue?
Where's blue?
Are they talking about the blue that's in that little leaf in the middle?
No, because the leaf is the green. What are they talking about? That's supposed to be blue?
Evoke the colors of red, white, and blue. I don't know where the blue would come from besides the green.
Yeah.
There's blue in green.
I guess, yeah. Whale watching season is from December to March. This is when humpback whales migrate to Samana Bay or Cabrera for mating. Samana Bay is also home to Bacardi Island, the vista made famous by the iconic Bacardi ads. The Dominican Republic is the only country that produces Larimar. Larimar is a rare form of silicate mineral called pectolite. Pectolite is normally grayish or pale yellow, but Larimar is a striking blue. Because of its attractive blue and green tones, Larimar is used primarily in jewelry making, and Larimar jewelry is a common sight in Dominican souvenir shops. Yeah. Hmm.
Very interesting.
And so I'll go look up
some Larimar jewelry.
Yeah. Be like, I've been to the DR.
No, I would never lie like that, but I'd be like, this is from there.
This is from that island. Look. So to travel to said island, because you're trying to get Larimar jewelry, mm-hmm. From Portland PDX to Santo Domingo via kayak.com. They're telling me right now, so for a trip for November 1st to the 17th, the best deal right now is $795, and it would be an 11-hour flight.
Highway robbery. Just saying.
And next one here. That was
come
the
at
best.
Me, well, that was come so, at me.
This was the best and the quickest deal. So that it captured both the $795, but the cheapest flight is $491, and the flight time is 18 hours and a half.
Ugh. It's like an appropriate price, but it's not appropriate time.
Right. I was going to say, that's spend ridiculous. Almost an entire day flying, or you pay, what would that be? An extra $300, and you get some time to eat dinner and go to bed.
Ugh. They're robbing us. They're robbing us.
Well, let's see how they rob us more, because yeah. Now we'll talk about the prices of once you land. So how much money will you need for your trip to the Dominican Republic, asked budgetyourtrip.com. You should plan to spend around 6,198 Dominican pesos, which is $115 a day on your vacation in the Dominican Republic. That's not too bad, actually, 115. That's one of the lower ones compared to some of the other places. Which is the average daily price. Past travelers have spent on average about $32 on meals for one day. That's really good. Then you got 287 Dominican pesos, or $5.30 on local transportation. Can't beat that price. Also, the average hotel price in the Dominican Republic is $144 a night. I'm guessing that average has gone up because of the resorts. You know, a lot of resorts around there that are like, you know, high price, big deal kind of thing. And then the other one here is basically, so a trip to the Dominican Republic for two people for 1 week is $1,603.
Yeah. Not so bad.
Yeah. You know, that's the cost of some.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. For the cost of some tires and oil change and maybe, I don't know, fixing some air conditioning or replacing brakes, you can go to the Dominican Republic.
The average cost of a month's worth of rent only.
Yeah. Only 1 month's rent. You can live a week in the Dominican Republic. Oh, man.
Why are things so expensive?
Yeah.
Just period. Not anything on you, DR, but just in general.
Just a bit. You know, it's a bit much, you know. But yeah, that is the Dominican Republic. Easily the food, totally. I could eat almost all that, I would say, and not have an issue. The only thing that I've heard about the Dominican Republic is roads and travel can be kind of sketchy. Not that you'll, like, you know, I don't know, get mugged or something. It's more like the roads are bad, like physically bad.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've heard it's a lovely place, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know what blue is. We know that.
it's only supposed to evoke the thought of blue.
Right.
It just didn't do it well.
We didn't say this was good. We just told you it evokes it. So, yeah. But no, the Dominican Republic, one, the drinks. It's one of the best places we've had for drinks. Desserts up there with some of the best, and then savory foods. I think every single one of them is a home run, especially the Yaroa.
Yeah.
The Yaroa is great.
Yeah, heck
like,
yeah.
Give me that fry casserole. I want while I party. You know?
Will it, completely clog your arteries and give you cancer down the road? Probably.
Totally.
But
what
working for a good time, not for a long time.
Yeah. And then where will we see everybody next time on Mapping the Culinary World? We'll see everybody in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
You'll see me there too, folks.
You will. You'll see Joel in Sri Lanka. Because Sri Lanka is going through a lot of turmoil right now. So that's going to be next time, everyone. Okay. I hope everybody's excited for Sri Lanka. The Sri Lanka.
You know I am.
Yep. We'll see everybody next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.